This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day. It's Father Tom and Anthony today. And Anthony's going to tell you what happened last night at the prayer group.
God is so good. Jesus is so good. When we were praying last night at the meeting and we were one accord, welcoming in the presence of God, we saw a blanket of God's glory coming down from heaven. A blanket of God's glory and his presence was descending upon the prayer meeting. And at the edges of these blankets were God's holy angels, lowering down on earth as it is in heaven. On earth as it is in heaven. On earth as it is in heaven. And we were, through this testimony, we release this glory to you. Through the airwaves. Someone came in to praise it with us during the radio show, and she said God had her change her shirt before she came in to the shirt of the Air Force, because over the airs, we are declaring Jesus's victory in your life, in America, in this earth. We declare the glory of God to fall on you. We declare victory in your life. We declare life and life abundant. We declare all the plans of the enemies destroyed in your life now. Lord, last night the kavod glory, there's many types of God's glory, but the kavod fell, and that is the weight of God's presence. Where God gave us a word, you have praised me, now it's about receiving me. I am not worried if you stand, kneel, lay down. God isn't interested in piety. He's interested in surrender. He said, get to a place with me that you can surrender and receive what I am pouring out. And receive what I am pouring out. So much in the Christian walk, it's about the ability to receive. That on the cross, Jesus said it was finished. And we need to discipline ourselves, make ourselves a pure vessel. But the only way we can have holiness or purity or love is to be able to receive it from heaven. When God is pouring out his power, are we a sponge or are we a rock? When God is releasing the river of God, if you put a rock in the river, the insides will stay dry. But if you put a sponge in a river, it will be saturated with all the love and the glory of heaven. Do you want to be saturated today? It's available to you. Through this broadcast, God is releasing the same glory that was released at the prayer meeting last night to you. Even now, I declare healing of bodies, healing of hearts, healing of minds. We had a word from heaven that God is resurrecting dreams. In this season, not only the resurrection of dreams, the restoration of dreams, and giving out new dreams. There's many of you, you've had dreams from God about your life, about your ministry. Promises that God has spoken to you long ago. And those promises seem far away now, but God is resurrecting the desires of your heart. He's releasing destiny back into you. He's releasing new destiny into your life. For when Jesus created you, he did not put you on this earth as an orphan. He did not put you on this earth without a plan and a purpose. He created you. He put destiny in you. And he created you with a very specific plan and purpose to release an attribute and characteristic of God's love and God's glory that only you can release. And when you come into Jesus and are overshadowed by the Holy Spirit, you come into the fullness of why you were created. For Jesus said, I have come to give you life and life abundantly. Jesus didn't come just to save you. He came to make you fully alive. He came to live and operate through you. He came to put his power in you and his glory in you. Last night, Jesus, at the end, someone saw he was walking around the prayer meeting, taking off chains. breaking chains, lifting people's burdens. He came to unburden you. Everyone who came to Jesus or the apostles, guess what? Jesus had solutions. Men of God, women of God, we offer solutions. For before you even knew you had a problem, Jesus had the answer. Jesus is allowing you to go through what you are going through so that you can turn to him fully and he can lift you higher and he can solve that problem and take you to a higher realm in the spirit. For Jesus promised for you to take you from glory to glory to glory with him. And every day, Jesus wants to take you higher and deeper in his spiritual realm. There was a girl, she was telling me, she was at her old church one time, and Jesus gave her a vision that there were so many people in handcuffs, but they had the keys in their hands to open it. They were in handcuffed and they were bound, but Jesus already gave them the key. And if they would just assert the victory in their life and walk in the authority of Christ, become strengthened in their inner man and release the kingdom of God within themselves, break the powers of the devil. For Jesus said, it is finished. I gave you victory. Knowing their identity, who they are in Christ, then they could walk in the freedom that Jesus already gave them. For you may be waiting on Jesus today, but I promise Jesus is waiting upon you.
And what is it that keeps us back? The Lord has been telling me today, we need to talk about the past. The past is under the blood of Jesus. Oh. The devil brings up the past when we were not with Jesus. And we need to know that when he tells us about our past, we need to tell him about his future. Amen. He's going to hell in Jesus' name. We need to know that our past is covered with the blood of Jesus. St. Paul said, one thing I do, I forget what lies behind. He was killing Christians, putting them in jail, and I forget what lies behind, and I go on to what lies ahead, life on high in Jesus Christ. Forget what lies behind. But you see, the good thing about what is in the past is that we can help people who are going through the things that Christ has conquered in our past. We can help people. That's the whole thing. But the devil will accuse you. He is the accuser of the brethren. And the Lord says, no, no, you do not need to take it. You do not need to take it. This is not my will. It is not my will that you put your face in garbage. It is not your will. That garbage in your life has turned into fertilizer. That garbage in your life has done something good because I changed it by the cross, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus. You see, this is real. This is real. Again, when the devil tells you your past, tell him his future, that he's going to be bound in hell for all eternity. For all eternity. You know why he tells you your past? Because he wants to confound you and make you worry and say, am I forgiven? Did God really forgive me? Please, please, the blood of Jesus is more powerful than your past and my past. We all have a past. St. Paul had a past. He killed Christians and put them in jail. And he said, one thing I do, I forget what lies behind, and I press on to what lies ahead, life on high in Jesus Christ. You've got to do the same thing. If you don't do these things that we're telling you from the Word of God, why are you bothering to listen? God wants you to stand up on your own two feet and to declare the works of God, the power of God, the Word of God. I have been set free by the blood of Jesus. I have been set free by the blood of Jesus. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. And I'll tell you, he brings about our past, and we fall for it so many times. Rather than say the last word of Jesus on the cross, it is finished. It is finished completely, totally, and entirely. It's finished. Your past is under the blood. My past is under the blood. But we wasted so many years. Well, you know what? You've got now New Year's. People have told me, I wish I came to the Lord when I was young. Now I'm old and I don't have many years. You've got now. But the only thing we have is now. And what are you doing with now? Are you just saying, well, I wish I had it when I was young? Baloney. You've got it now. And what are you doing with it? Are you using what he has done for you now in people's lives? Are you using the now? Or are you just saying, oh, well, I had a bad past? Listen, St. Paul killed Christians, and the devil would want to remind him of that. St. Paul put Christians in jail, and the devil would want to remind him of that. St. Paul pressed his thumbs down when they killed the Deacon Stephen, and the devil would want to remind him of that. But you see, we don't need to go back there anymore, because I am doing a new thing, the Lord says, a brand new thing. Do you not now experience it and see it, that I am doing this new thing in Christ Jesus? Your past is covered by the blood of the Lamb. It's real. It's absolutely real. You do not need to take condemnation from the enemy. You do not need, I don't care what you were in, you do not need to take condemnation from the enemy, because there is now no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. Not tomorrow, but now. You need to stand up for what God has done for you. And if you don't stand up for what God has done for you, the enemy will steal it away and cause you to regret, cause you to say, oh my, our sins were so bad. Listen, the blood cleanses us from all sin. I don't care what you did. I might have someone who killed someone literally, but the blood of Jesus brings forgiveness. The blood of the Lamb brings forgiveness. I don't know what you've done or what you haven't done. He will condemn you for what you haven't done. Look at what your life, you wait till you're 70 to give your life to Jesus. Listen, if you're 70 and 75 and you just gave your life to Jesus, it's a new day today. It's a new day for you to go and witness to what God has done for you. Don't regret. Regrets are not accepted. We don't need to regret anything. What we need to do is to use everything for the glory of God. Our past, our present, our future, we need to use them for the glory of God. I tell you, I was a wonderful young man, and I didn't know Jesus. I knew Mary. I didn't know Jesus. But you see, when he came in the power of the Holy Spirit, I knew Jesus. I came to know Jesus. And he never tried to steal from me the fact, because it's so real. Coming to know Jesus for me was so real that I have no doubts. No doubts about it, because it was so real and so of God. And it was so for me. It fitted for me. It wouldn't have fit for anyone else. There were wildflowers in front of the Blessed Sacrament. And I had taken a course on wildflowers. And the Lord said, you see these flowers, how much glory they give me? I said, yes, Lord. How much more glory can you give me? I said, much, Lord. I had no idea about glory. But yet God knew that through these wildflowers, he was going to convert me. And I said to him, Lord, you can have my life. And you know what? He took it. And I'm talking to people that said, you could have my life, and you've taken it back. Well, it's time today to give it up again. to the Lord Jesus Christ. It's time today to give it back to Jesus. I don't care what you've done, what you've looked at in the internet. I don't know what has happened to you, but it's time today to give yourself again and anew to the Lord Jesus. How do I do it? I do it by saying, Lord, I surrender. I surrender to you. I am in absolute need of you. I surrender. Catherine Kuhlman had reached a state in her life that she was on a dead-end street, literally. And her life was a dead-end street. And on that dead-end street, she said, Lord, I give you everything. You can do anything. And then started her miracle experiences on a dead-end street. Are you on a dead-end street today? Well, the Lord is saying, I can use that dead-end street, and I can make a U-turn on it, and you can come out into the life of the Holy Spirit.
Wherever there is death, Jesus can bring life. Wherever there is emptiness, Jesus can bring fullness. He has created you to be filled with his glory. Only the devil drags up our past. Jesus forgives the past. He wants you to go sin no more, fear no more, to leave not only your old life, but your old way of thinking behind, that you walk in complete faith and trust with Jesus Christ. If the devil's condemning you for your past, the devil used condemnation to separate us from God. There is no condemnation in Christ. If you feel guilt for your past, it's okay. God uses that mechanism to show us where our will had been broken from God's will. But once you experience that, you let it go and you let God fill that grace. Nothing is lost in the kingdom of God. If you are old and you just came into the kingdom, nothing is lost. Joel said, I will restore to you the years the locust has eaten. My greatest attribute is the years I spent not in God. Not in God. I am sorry, God, that I lived without you as a sinner. But now I know your grace. Now I know your love. Now I know your glory. Now I know that nothing in the world can compare to you. And I give it all to you, Lord, that you have not wasted one thing that I have ever done in my life, inside or outside of God, because I surrender to you. I surrender to you. When Catherine Kuhlman hit the dead end street and there was a part of her that was dead inside, Jesus looked at it and said, good, now I can bring life to that area. Now I can bring life. Anywhere you feel empty, only in our emptiness can God fill you. Only in your emptiness can God fill you. Father, fill us from head to toe with the glory of God.
Amen. Amen. And you know what? It's good to be empty, because if you're empty, you can be filled. You can be filled with the Spirit of God, with the Holy Spirit. To be empty is good. Because you can call upon the name of the Lord and say, fill me, Lord. Fill me, Lord. I need to be filled. I am in absolute need. I'm desperate. You see, I use that word desperate because I am desperate personally for the Lord Jesus Christ every day. I am desperate. Without him, I have absolutely nothing. Without him, I cannot go on. Without him, I cannot preach. I cannot do anything without him. I am completely dependent upon him. And you know what? In my weakness, and I have so much weakness, the Lord says, you are most strong. I have used my weakness over the last 40 years on radio to proclaim the kingdom of God, the presence of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not my strength. I don't have too much strength. I have a lot of weakness, but the Lord says, when you are weak, you are most strong. Why? Because you've got to depend. You've got to depend upon me. What about dependence? Where are you depending on? Are you depending upon your husband? He is not infinite. He cannot give you everything that you need. Love him. Receive love from him. But you need more than a husband or a wife. You need someone infinite, someone who can be there for you every second of the day. Your husband has to go to work and provide. He cannot be with you every second of the day, but Jesus can be. Oh, yes, he's given you your husband, and you should be grateful for that. But your husband cannot be your savior because he's not big enough. Father Tom and Anthony cannot be your savior. We are not big enough. We need salvation from Jesus, the Lord, who bled for us on the cross, who was buried, and who died and rose from the dead. We need Jesus. And you know what? I don't understand why people in the pulpit don't preach Jesus. I don't know what they're preaching, but if they're not preaching Jesus, I have no idea what they're preaching. I don't want to hear them. I love to hear preachers preach Jesus. You say, but you know him. I do. But I love to hear preachers preach Jesus because in Christ, all things are. All things are in Christ. No matter what, the present, the past, the future, all things are in Christ. In Christ, we live and move and have our being.
All there is right now. Right now, you can re-give your life to Christ. Right now, we release the power and the glory of heaven. Right now, we break every assignment of the devil against your life. Right now, the kavod glory, may it fall upon you. Father was speaking about how he was a good man, but he didn't know Jesus. Jesus knows you intimately, but do you know Jesus? Jesus loves you infinitely, but do you love Jesus? It's not about, the problem is never on the other side of heaven. It's here and with us. Do we love Jesus? That is the only requirement, to love Jesus with all of your heart, all of your mind, all of your soul. The greatest gift in the spiritual life is hunger and desperation, because God feeds the hungry. Today, ask the Lord, Lord, let me hunger and thirst for you. Let me hunger and thirst for you, but let me experience you. In my life, I was never able to hunger and thirst for God until I was able to experience a realm of his love and his glory and his power, and that brought me to a place of surrender. But before I could get to that place, God saw that I was ready. God saw that I had tried everything of the world to please myself, to bring myself satisfaction in the world, and I could have everything in the world, but there was nothing enough. There was no amount of money, no amount of property, no amount of love, of human love that could ever add up. When you get to a place where you are low, it is only then that Jesus can lift you high. It is when you are a place of desperation that God can fill you. Because when you reach the end of yourself, then you can reach the beginning of God. And God is just waiting for you. You're not waiting for God. He's waiting for you to open your heart wide so he can pour out what he's releasing.
And you have been following Jesus, so many of you, but you've been ripped off by people. They've hurt you. They've hurt you. People in the church, they hurt you. And you said to yourself, no more, no more. No more of this Christian life. I'm tired of being hurt. But you know what? Jesus was hurt. Jesus was crucified. Jesus was dead, buried, and raised from the dead. I don't know how you've been hurt by the church. I want to say I'm sorry. As a member of the church, forgive me and forgive us. You might say, but Father Tom, I was condemned by a priest. I remember someone coming to me saying, I went to confession and I was telling my sins to the Lord and to the church. And the priest said, you should have known better. And I said, Father, that's why I'm here, because I didn't know better. Oh, no, I don't care what people tell me. I don't say you better have known better. There is forgiveness in the blood of the Lamb. There is redemption in the blood of the Lamb. There is wonder in the blood of the Lamb. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Death has been conquered. Death has been conquered by the cross of Jesus Christ. Sin has been conquered by the cross of Jesus Christ. Satan has been conquered by the cross of Jesus Christ and the resurrection of the Lord. Don't fall for the lies of the evil one, the one who accuses. Don't fall for those lies. When he accuses you, you tell him his future. And you know what his future is? Eternity in hell. Eternity in hell. But your future is eternity in the heart of Jesus. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.